Yemenis have held a rally in the province of Sa'adah to condemn the ongoing Saudi war on their country. Protesters also slammed the United States as well as its Western and regional allies for supporting the Yemen war. The demonstrators denounced the international community for remaining silent on the Saudi atrocities during its conflict. Similar rallies are set to be held in Sana'a and Hodeidah. Saudi Arabia launched its war on Yemen more than 4 years ago. Over 15,500 people, many of them women and children, have been killed so far. The war has put millions more in a dire humanitarian situation. Political commentator Saeed Shahabi earlier joined us and elaborated on the Yemeni people's resistance in the face of the Saudi war.
I believe one thing, that aggressors cannot win. Look at America, when what they did in Vietnam, for example. At the end, they had to withdraw without claiming victory over the Vietnamese. Look at, for example, Saddam Hussein's war on Iraq, on Iran, 8 years, and then at the end, he had to leave. He couldn't change anything in Iran. He wanted to bring down the regime. He couldn't. He failed. The same thing goes with the Saudis and Emiratis, who are attacking Yemen for more than 4 years now. And what is the result? The result is that the Yemenis have become more reliant on themselves, more self-sustaining, and they are able to take the battle back to the Saudi and Emirati territories. They are managing to equalize the aggression and the attacks by the Saudis. So the longer this war continues, the more sustaining the Yemenis become, sustaining of their capabilities and ability and independence. And I think that's not good news for the Saudis.